A spokesman for the Élysée Presidential Palace in Paris confirmed that President Chirac and Mr. Zemin had discussed Iraq during a recent telephone conversation. Asked by VOA if the conversation included Chinese endorsement of a joint declaration by French, German, and Russian foreign ministers on Iraq, spokeswoman Catherine Colonna simply pointed to remarks by Chinese Foreign Minister Tang Jiaxuan. During a Thursday press conference in Beijing, Mr. Tang said China opposed a new United Nations resolution authorizing military action against Baghdad. That position was adopted in a joint communique issued in Paris Wednesday by the three European foreign ministers. The common position suggests that France, China, and Russia, all permanent members of the UN Security Council, might veto such a new UN resolution, but none of the three countries has formally declared it will do so. Germany, as a non-permanent Security Council member, has no such veto power. Mr. Tang said there was no reason to consider a new UN resolution against Iraq so long as diplomacy appeared to be working. He said it was premature to consider whether a possible Chinese veto might undermine U.S.-Chinese relations. In France, the question of a veto has divided the political establishment. Leaders of Mr. Chirac's center-right Union for the Presidential Majority Party have urged against such a move for fear of further eroding ties with Washington. But leftist politicians are urging Paris to veto a war resolution if it is introduced at the UN. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.